It says over here, some. It says over there in Mishlei. Divrei Lumio Melech Masa, as Yisrasa Imai, Ma Bri Ma Bar Bitni. Can you help me with the translation?
God and rebuke provide wisdom, but the
self-indulgent
youth,
indulgence,
shame
his mother. Divrei Lumio Melech Masa, does he translate that? Masa means the muster as you trust it, Imai. What's with my son? What is the son of my womb? From the Gemara, Malama Chakafasa Isra Imai, the Slaima, his mother tied him up, bent him over, Allah Malach Allah Amad. Amalai Mabri Mabri Abitni, what are you doing? Yasir bin Chavayan Isacha, meaning she gave muster to her son, the king. Siv Yasir bin Chavayan Isacha, lead your kid, give him Musar, and he will give you Nachas, Vita Madanam Lunav Shechav, Amrim Gemara, Abagav the Gomer. Even if a kid learns Mitzvah Lememche, it's a Mitzvah to hit him, it's a Mitzvah to get him to do better. The Siv Yasser bin Chabiyan Ichecha, Afil Alay Mejafa, Mitzvah Lurdaisar Kadeshi Yisyare. It's a Mitzvah to hit him that he should understand to be freer to stop, meaning he's doing the right thing, but keep him going on the right path. But the son of the Be'elio, Rabbi Perik should give him. There's a story with a person, him and his son were in the shul, and everybody was answering Amen and Haluluka Acharaiver Lufnateva, the one who goes after the Baltrila. And his kid was answering things of Tiflus.
Nonsense.
And his father didn't say anything. And the kids, people said to him, why don't you stop your kid from saying nonsense instead of amen? He's a kid. Yitzchak let him play. He did the same thing. All days of Yom Tov, honor B'nai Dvarim Shal Tiflus, B'riyamele Abim Shum Davar. Not 1 year passed, nor two, nor three, which I don't understand, because if 1 year didn't pass, obviously two and three didn't pass either. But I think it means to say that it was a gradual thing over 3 years. His wife, his children, his grandchild, he lost 15 members of his family. He was left with two children. One was lame and blind. Because he didn't train his kid not to talk shnusim instead of amen. He regretted that he didn't learn how to read and learn Mishnayos. He didn't learn Chumash Mishnayos. One time I was standing on Ivahu Bebeis Aknesus. Even Shigdiya Shat for Kedushas Hashem, when the Shliach Tzibur came to Kedusha, Higbiya Isa Ben Adam Eskailai, this person raised his voice. And he answered loudly, Vamar Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I said, Bani, Marisa, she's about this Kail Chadmiyad. Why did you say it so loud? Isn't it bad enough that I never learned Chumash and Mishnayos? And La'achshav shenitin li rishus, Agbiya is Kaili. At least now that I have the ability to answer Kadosh, I should raise my voice. But the Nuach Alay Navshi make me feel better. It didn't pass 3 years. He went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Amdu v'nasu memunah mibeis Kesar. They made him an officer of the Caesar. He was in charge of all big houses in Eretz Yisrael. V'nais l'lamakum v'bonu l'bayis. Built himself a house. V'yashav akol yimei chayav. He was able to live there the rest of his life. Why? Because he entered Kedusha because he saw this as his opportunity to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Okay, we are on Chavzayin Amud Aleph. About a little bit more than halfway, right across from Taisus, my time with Reb Shimon. Show him Abayas. Abayas coming. Show him Abayas. Abayas coming. A woman miscarries or expels the Shoya. So the Tanakhama said that the house is Tamei Mace. And Rav Shimon said, no, it's not. And the Machloika seems to boil down. Did the baby come out and then disintegrate? Or did the baby disintegrate in utero and therefore was never a mace to be metame? That seems to be the Machloikas in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan. Sorry? Oh, yeah. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. What? Taisus Maitaima, across from Taisus Maitaima. Chavzayinim and Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Shoyim Abayis, Abayis Tamei. The Shoyim is in the house. The house is Tamei from a Tumas Mace. Like I show you blood. It's not that the afterbirth is a baby in itself. El Shein Shoyim Shein Vlad Ima. There must have been a baby that disintegrated. And the Tanakhama holds that this disintegration happened post the Shoyim coming out. So the Shoyim comes out with a baby, which disintegrated, so to us it looks like blood, but it was a baby when it came out. That's what the Tanakhama seems to say, or at least, let me put it this way, there's enough of a baby there to be metame as a mace, bile, xayas, etzem, whatever you need, and then it disintegrated. That's what Remeir, Hosibi Remeir, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon Metarin, and those three Tanakhama say it's tar. Amr Leila Remeir, so they said to Remeir, don't you agree if they would take the shoya with whatever blood came out in a basin and they moved it to a different room, tar, that second room would be tar? Meaning, you're arguing and saying that the room she gave birth in is tamei meis. How about if they moved the thing they caught this mixture of blood and whatever into a different room? Do you agree that it's tahar? I'm going to let that vote. Yes. I agree. True. On the side it says, Kain Hadavar. This is true. I agree. You move this mixture that just came out to another room, it's tahar. Because the mace is disintegrated. I'm Rulai, the Lama. So he asked them, what's the difference? If you're telling me it's tahar in the next room, why isn't it tahar in this room? So they told them, Fisheina, Fisheina. So he answered them because it no longer exists. Amr like Shem Shayna Babai Sachitza and Kahaina Babai Sapnimi. So why in the first room do you say it's Tame? It's the same thing. You agree that if you take this mixture and move it to the next room, it's Tar. So why is it Tame in here? Amr Lahan, Aina Zayman Nimu
Kam. It came out alive.
No. There's no live birth here. This is a shoya that came out, period. We see no baby.
Right, but enough of a thing.
Nothing. No, we don't see a thing. We see blood. But with what is this blood? So the Tanakhama says there was a baby with the shoya, and what you're seeing is the disintegrated baby that disintegrated on exit. And therefore, when it exited, there was enough of a baby there to be metabolized. That's what Remeir says. And the other one say,
there was enough of a baby there.
We didn't see it. We saw no baby. By the time we looked, it was disintegrated. Remeir says, it disintegrated when it came out. But it came out, there was still enough of a baby to be metabolized. And Reb Shimon says, that it disintegrated in utero. And it came out, it wasn't a baby anymore.
I don't understand their question on Remeir. So he disintegrated afterwards.
No, the question is, if you agree that it's disintegrated now, so why do you think it came out not disintegrated? You didn't see. See, you're still assuming that we're seeing a baby. We're not seeing a baby. If we saw a baby, there would be no question.
The assumption is enough of a baby that...
Even though we don't see it.
Right, because it disintegrated afterwards.
So they want to know.
Bring the shoe to the other room. The reason it's not coming there is because it disintegrated afterwards. So it's only it was there.
Again, what they're asking is, why are you assuming that it came out as a baby and then disintegrated now, and if you move it somewhere else, it's not Tame, why don't you assume it disintegrated in utero? That's what we see. Amalahem, and the diamond nimik pamachas le nimik beis vamim. No. By the time you move into another room, it's been moved twice. The shaking up of the twice makes sure it is totally disintegrated. Whereas if it's in this room, there still might be elements of a baby in there.
How much does it have to be?
Enough of a baby that's metame bayo. What's metame bayo? Masechtas Nazir, we had a whole bunch of things that are metame bayo. Xayas min ames, revias dam min ames, all kinds of different things.
But how do things just disintegrate?
Again, these are the kind of questions you'll ask.
That's a question that should be asked. It's someone mistabra that the rabbanim are right. It doesn't disintegrate after it comes out. The kazayas of a bone, it's just disintegrated there at that moment. In a set book.
Again, I will try to repeat myself. The mayor is saying that as long as it's not been moved, there still might be made sure that's the time of bio.
But the moving isn't the thing that's causing it.
That's not true. When you move it around, you shake it up, and that causes disintegration. So the Rabbanan say it disintegrated in utero, and Rameir says, no, it did not. It disintegrated. It might not even have disintegrated. But when you move it to a second room, that movement, Rameir says, I agree, caused disintegration. Obviously, it's not a healthy baby. I think that's a fair assumption. This is a baby that never made it. Right. The question is, was there enough of a baby there at the time of birth, even the time of bio? The minute you move it to the second room, there's nothing to talk about.
The mayor is the tummy of the father.
He says. He doesn't say something. I can only read what he said. Rashi. Can I just read Rashi first? I like Rashi.
There's an explanation of that a little bit.
I'm sorry? Yes.
That we saw a couple of days ago, that water was—you could not wash the material with water. Because water was considered to be a universal solvent. So it could very well be that with all the body fluids, there is consideration that there's enough water in the body fluids to act as a solvent, as we saw a couple of days ago.
Okay, makes sense. The bayis achitzen, the bayis achas, the bayis tor. The house is tor. Avol hein, yes. Why are you making the first room tameh? So he told them, because the second house, it doesn't exist. Since they move it, nimuk, that was the cause of the disintegration.
I mean, it's interesting. It depends. Where's this other room? Right next to this room?
What he's trying to say...
No, I'm just trying to say what is the moving is the thing that causes the disintegration.
Yes, that's what he said. Yes. Something my right. Yasser Rapapa Chayrid Rabivi. Rapapa was sitting behind Rabivi, Kamed Rabavuna in front of Rabavuna. But Yasser Rekamar, and he was sitting and saying, my time is Rab Shimon. Why does Rab Shimon hold that there is no baby? Now, the truth is, simply put, this is a question on Rameir as well. Because what's bothering the Gemara is, there was a baby that disintegrated. So it's a disintegrated baby. So why is it a metame? Why? What's Reb Shimon saying? That it disintegrated in utero, and therefore, but what came out was a disintegrated baby. So why is it a metame? Let me just, I hate to say this, Baruch Moshe, we learn in Gemara for a reason. Because the Gemara is a very enlightening thing that helps us out. And for the Gemara, so he explained, Kotumus in his Arab Bami Minachar Butla. Because even if there is part of the baby that's still around, like the blood of the baby and things like that, or the, whatever you want to call it, the liquid of the baby, which by itself would be metame, but it's mixed with other fluid. And if it's mixed with other fluid, with other blood, tamleda, it's mixed with other blood, it's batel. It loses its entity. It's batel bereif, that's parshim shat. It's batel. We are most of the time all mimba mina is batel. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds mimba mina is batel. Rashi, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Now Rashi explains it better to me. Nehi the nimuk. Granted, it disintegrated. Mikol makim kol gufa shameis kan. the body is here. The disintegrated mace is here. Why is this different than rottage? The netzel. And netzel is body fluid. The body fluid of a mace is metame, we learned in Masechtas Nazir. What is netzel? Baser hamesh nimuach v'nasa leches rucha. Flesh that disintegrated and became smelly liquid. So what the Gemara's question is not questioning the disintegration. The Gemara's question is questioning, so what if it disintegrated? It's still parts of mace that are metame. Now, there's no rekev here. There's no solid here. Even though the Gemara is going to talk about solid, it's talking about liquid. But liquid of a mace is also metame. Netzel of a mace was one of those things that we said in Masechtas Nazir are metame. So why isn't this coming anyway? It disintegrated. It's a disintegrated baby. But it's here.
How much of that liquid mush is maybe more?
No, because the woman's bleeding. She's giving birth. By the way, this is not in a sac. This is coming out independent with the blood of the Leda. A shilya doesn't hold the baby. A sphere holds a baby. We're not having a sphere here. We're having a shilya, an afterbirth. That means that blood is a birth. And what was coming out in the blood is a birth. But as she was bleeding from giving birth.
and the way you know that whatever that liquid is more baby, non-baby.
That's what we're learning this Gemara. By the end of the Gemara, you'll be satisfied. Zatrashi, mimin achar, afilim mimin tuma, even though the blood of Leda is coming. It's one tuma and the other tuma. If ain't a shavalai, if it's not the same, it's not a baby, butler. It's a bottle. Zog the Gemara weiter. Again, let's give the Gemara. No, we'll give the Gemara a chance. We'll talk about it. The Gemara will ask you a question. So that's why we learn Gemara. It's amazing how Gemara enlightens things. Yosef Rapapa Chared Rabibi. We did that already. Amalu Rapapa. So Rapapa says to Rabibi and Rabamnuna, Hainu Tamayu, Nami Tamayu, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. No, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi agree to that reason. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, you could ask the Kasha Mebemina Lebato. I don't know what the answer is. The only thing I can think of is a netzel of a mace is not blood. Netzel of a mace is another kind of a liquid, so it's not Mebemina. Anyway, Achicha Le, they laughed at him. Maishna, Shita.
What was the question?
He didn't know, there was no question. He said a statement. Oh, that's the reason of Reb Shimon. It's also the reason of Reb Yehuda and Reb Yaisi, who agreed to Reb Shimon. Now, Reb Papa was commenting on the fact that they said, my time is Reb Shimon. So he threw in, there's three Tanoim that said the same thing. So this must be the reason for the other two also. Meaning, like, basically, not only the reason for Reb Shimon, it was Reb Shimon, Reb Yaisi, Reb Yaisi, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon said the same thing. So this must be the reason of the other two. So they chuckled. And they said, Pshita, of course. Why would you think any different? Like, it's not necessary to say. Period. End of story. He said something. They thought he was saying something totally unnecessary. Right? He commented, oh, that's the reason of the other two Tanoim as well. So they laughed. Of course it's the reason of the other two Tanoim. So Krashi, Achichalai, Amrulai Pshita, Maishna Tamayo Mitame. Why should their reason be any different than his reason? Kulachad Milsami. They all said the same thing. Amar Reb Papa. So now Reb Papa says a statement. This is Reb Papa who said this, right? And they laughed at him. Amar Reb Papa. Afilu Kihai Milsalei Meinish Vleinishta Kamerabe. It was worthwhile for me to say it, not keep quiet. Even though I got a reaction that said, like, hello, right? They laughed at me. It was worthwhile saying it. It's kedai to say this in front of my Rebbe rather than keeping quiet and being afraid to say it because they might laugh. Mishum shenemar, im navalta, if you make yourself disgusting for Tyra, you're mavazi yourself for Tyra, this not say, you will grow in Tyra. Im zambaisa, and if you keep quiet, yad lepeh, you have to keep your hand over your mouth, you won't know how to answer questions. If you don't ask, you won't know. And sometimes you ask something that to the one you asked, it's foolish. It wasn't necessary. It's still worth to do it. Because if you don't ask, at the end of the day, when people do know what they're talking about, you won't know what you're talking about. So the Rebbe said, even such a thing that I did, that they chuckled at me. They said, it's simple, of course you're right. You didn't have to say it. It was kedai to say it. Because if you learn how to ask questions, you will know answers. And if you're afraid to ask questions, because you don't know how the reaction will be, at the end, it'll be yad lepeh. Period. Zakrashi. Zakrashi. Never know, you might find out something. I'll figure it out myself. If you make yourself, it comes from a lesson in the veil, you make yourself disgusting over time, meaning you're willing to be mavazi yourself for Torah. At the end of the day, you'll become big. And you kept quiet. You put the mouth, hand over your mouth. You won't know what to answer. Refusing to ask because of fear that you might get laughed at causes amaratsis. That's what the Gemara is saying. Yes, doctor.
The initial presumption that if people agree in conclusion, they agree in reasoning. How many times have we seen various Amoraim, and I believe Tanaim as well, where they come to the same conclusion and then the Gemara explicates that they have different reasons?
Again, they felt that over here it's simple that that's the reason. I can't answer the question.
No idea why.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Rabbi had a question.
Must be the reason. I only know what Shimon says.
They said all three names. In the Brides, it said Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, and Matarin.
All Matarin, right? Now, I only know the alumnus of one of them.
But they were trying to say is they don't see a difference in the three of them. They meant all three, even though they said one. So there was no reason for a puppet to ask them. That's what they said. And Rav Papa said it was worthwhile doing it anyway.
Rav that Paskin's on something, and another Rav Paskin's the same way. Is that what's the riot that they...
That's exactly what the doctor just said.
My eyes are bad, my hearing...
Chas v'Shalom, they're great. I gave them to you. You say, Pekei Chivrim.
Raise a question about
review.
They talked about blood
coming
at a different time.
No, Rashi didn't mention it. Again, I read Gemara, I read the Rashi. I don't see anybody questioning the comparison between the Tanoim. Rashi just mentioned that it's natural, so I answered it's not Mimbamina. Rashi didn't talk about Mimbamina, he didn't mention the words Mimbamina. Dr. Gemara writer. And here comes the answer to all those who ask the question. Reb Shimon goes to quote to his reason. This is Reb Shimon's reason throughout. And again, by the end of the day, you'll wonder why it's so assumption that the other two Tanoim agree to Reb Shimon. Because we're going to say Reb Shimon follows his own reasoning, which not necessarily the other two Tanoim agree. But the Gemara never comes back and disagrees with the chuckle. The Tanya.
Is that a Beira that they did?
Chas v'shalom.
What was it? We say it before davening. Lo yismach v'mechavero.
You say it every day?
Why say it every day? When I remember. What I'm saying is that's a very bad thing.
Ve'yakashu b'dvar alocha ve'yismach v'mechavero. Ve'yakashu v'mechavero b'dvar alocha ve'esmach v'hem. Yes.
That's v'chisara.
What? He's reading the words. He's reading Rashi's shot. Rashi learned much of God. That's what Rashi says. Right. The Mashal does have a different talk. The Rashi says, punch him shot. I shouldn't make a mistake and my friends shouldn't be happy. Why would they be happy? That's the Mashal's gotcha, but that's what the Gemara says. I don't remember, but he says a different shot. Anyway, that's not what we're learning. We're not learning Gemara Brachas now. The Gemara Brachas. But I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm glad everybody's so bothered by you because I just ran on. It didn't bother me at all. I just kept on going. That's the Gemara. Vazrev Shimon L'tamei D'tanya. Molei Tard V'rekev. Okay, going back to Masechtas Nazir. A spoonful, I don't know what Tard was, a spoonful, a big spoon or something.
Ladle.
Of rottage. Shenafu L'teichet Afer Kol Shehu. A little dirt fell into this rottage. Tamei. Reb Shimon Matar. Shimon said, even though it's a little bit of rotted. I'm sorry, a little bit of upper. The fellow's a ladle full of rotted star. So you see that you don't need ripe. Even a little can make you tar. Zuck to Gemara, my time at Reb Shimon. Why? Amar Rabba. I found the people in the Beis Medrash. The Yasti Bekarmi, they were sitting and saying, what's Chat in Reb Shimon? He Efsir Slayir Bushte Breidus Upper, I pray the Acha Sharekav, Bechasirle. It's impossible that you don't have two granules of dirt that are right next to one granule of the rottage. They are more than the rottage and that little point. Therefore, you don't have a ladleful anymore. Part of the rottage was bottle. You need a whole ladleful. And the minute you have a little corner where there's more dirt than rottage, that little rottage can't help make the shear. That's what they learned, Chat and Reb Shimon. Why does a little upper ruin the whole thing? The answer is, you have to have a shear of a ladleful. And because in a little corner, there's a little bit of dirt that's more than the rottage in that area, that little piece of rottage is bundled, and now you don't have a shear. Amin alo, I said to them, Adarab, if anything, just the opposite. He evidently yarbish, they pray this rekav. I'll pray the Acha Shalafer. And the guy is benefish like Shura. If anything, they're more rottage than dirt. So the rottage probably can be mevatel the dirt and add to the shear. Now, which is a big chiddush that Bittul can add. Pashtas Bittul takes away. That Bittul can add is arrived from this Gemara. It's a big shiloh that Achroinim. Can Bittul add or can Bittul only take away? For instance, the guy has threads of wool that he made for tzitzis, lishma. And then he has thread that fell in shloi lishma. Now, can we say now they're all lishma because it's bottle bereiv? Can Bittul create lishma? Bittul can take off the vela, Bittul can take off iser. Can Bittul add positive? Here we're having Bittul add. Okay, but we're not getting involved. What?
Example, it doesn't add
that's not true. It's saying that all these threads are lishma. You need a positive. You didn't have a positive. You need a positive.
All the threads are because they're bottle. Therefore, it just assumes the characteristic of what the move is.
Again, can it take a positive characteristic? Can Bittul only remove a negative, or can Bittul create a positive? That's the Shiloh algorithm. I'm not getting involved now. I'm just pointing out that this Gemara seems to say it can do it. So therefore, he said, that can't be pshat. Because you're going to start being mevatel little pieces here and there. If anything, you can mevatel the other way. Elam Araba, Hainu Taiva Reb Shimon. Okay. Now, if we remember Masechtas Nazir, we said the rottage that's created from a mixture of mace and anything else is not tamei. We had a local lemaish mesinai, that if you bury a mace in his clothing, the rottage won't be tamei. Because involved is rottage of mace. Of clothing. The only time rottage is tameh if you bury him on a flat piece of marble without any clothing. Any other way, there's mixture of other things in the rottage. It was, the word in Hebrew was ganiglion. We had it in Masechtas Nazir. That it takes away the tumah. It's a halakha mezrizina. What? Everything. So now, that happens in the original rottage. How about now it was rottage? You have a ladle full of rottage and other things mixed in now. Is that same halacha that says rottage has to be pure only when it becomes rottage? Or even after it already became rottage and now you have it separate and something else mixes into it, is that same halacha that Maisha Mitzinai applied? So Reb Shimon is saying that just like when it became rottage, just like when it became rottage, right, it was that way, that it needed to be pure, so also, when it becomes, later on, mixes in with something else, it becomes tahor. Not because a bittul arrived, even if it's not arrived, it's not pure rottage anymore. Rottage has to be pure rottage. That's how Lachol Ma'aseh Mitzinai. Everybody agrees to that. in its original state when it becomes rotted. We'll read it inside. At the beginning, something else becomes a canceling. I don't know how he translates ganiglion. What?
Antidote,
maybe. Absoifoi, later on, nasolei davar achar ganiglion. Mahi, where do we find this? Netanya. Eza meis yeshle rekav. Which meis has rotage? Meaning, has a tum of rotage. Eza meis yeshle rekav. Nikvar orum. He was buried undressed. Ba'orin shoshesh, in a casket made out of shayish, made out of marble. Ayagami rich bishal avarim, or a stone floor. Zem meis yeshle rekav, because there's no mixture. Ve'eza meis yeshle rekav. Nikvar b'ksusai, he was buried with tachrichim. I barin shall eats, which rots also. I got a ritzvah shall levain him, a floor of bricks, which rot. Zem may shayin lerekav. Period. V'lo amru rekav el lemeis bovan. This is only halacha lemeis mitzinai by a meis. Lemute harug the life. A person that gets killed, it cannot be rekav because it's not a complete meis. It's the mace is missing already. It's missing blood as he got killed. That's not for here. That's a Masechtas Nazir. The what? Period. Goof. Okay. Zok Rashi. So this is the reason of Reb Shimon that he says Seifai Kitzchilasai, that even later on when you have a ladle full of rotage, pure rotage, but something gets mixed into it, that Alakul Maisha Mitzina kicks in and it's no longer Metame. And not everybody agrees to Reb Shimon. Now, how does that affect? Yeah, halacha by Shmuel.
Halacha is Kiyum Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, then we have to figure out what the lumdus is.
There's no lumdus. It's halacha by Shmuel.
Right. So, how do we?
No, but the question is, what was that halacha by Shmuel? Only when it becomes rotted, or even later. You're right.
What point?
This is an argument. I know it's a very difficult thing to say what I'm going to say now. Because the Chavis Yoah writes, you never have a machlokes in halacha l'mayish mitzinai. It's the Rambam that's supposed to say that you never have a machlokes. Sorry, the Rambam says you never have a machlokes in halacha l'mayish mitzinai. And the Chavis Yoah has tons of questions that show there is. This is another one. Here it is. But that's a machlokes. Now, I just want to point out that this has nothing to do with it. It won't help us. Because we're not talking about Rekav in our Gemara. We're talking about Netzel. This halacha l'mayish mitzinai pure was only said by Rekav. It was not said by liquid. The liquid, it was only said in the rottage, the solid rottage of a mace. So the Gemara is going to ask the question later on. Now that you said that, wonderful, how does that help our Gemara? The Gemara is going to ask that later. But meanwhile, he said the reason Reb Shimon bites the chase of carbon, right, is because he holds to this. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Ashi, Mole Tarvin, Kaf, spoonful. Rekev, Rakvubis Shemes. The Radage of a Mace. Vizesh Yuri Latama Bayo, Halacha Lamay Shemesinai. Yavshir, Ava Gab the Ruba Rekev, even though it's majority Rekev. Yavshir Lamakam Shinuffle Offer, in the place that the dirt fell in. That there shouldn't be a little bit of rekav between the two gargarim of dirt. Ubatul harekav, and the rekav is batul. Ubatul is shura the tarvin, and therefore you don't have a complete spoonful. Preda gargar. I translated it as a grand. You want to know what he translates it as. Saifa shorekav kitchilasai. Matchilasai, just like at the beginning, Kishanikvar, when the maize got buried, im yes dover haroy l'rekav, v'lasos rekav, nasa loy l'rekav shomeiz kiniglian. If there's something else next to it that can rot, right, it becomes an antidote, bittle. Sh'oisoy dover acha mevatloy. That thing will be mevatloy. Avsoifoy, l'acha shenasa rekav, Kishanikvar kilchasai. He was buried in the way that there is rekav. The v'achar hamisarevis by something else that gets mixed in levatloi. The lashing ganigliyin davar aymed connector levatloi. Something that stands against it to be levatloi. the calculine to ruin it. The common paruch, I have the time of Shimon Berechim Kadamar. Hashta, now that you've explained Reb Shimon this way, God may show you the lack of the Meimer Hakim my time. So what do you do by show you? Now, when we learned the first way, there was a question of Bittul Baroi. So it made sense. Right? A little bit is Mavato, a little bit is Mavato there too. But now that you say it's a special halacha of Meishim Messina by Rekev, so what shaychus does it have to show you? The Gemara will get there later on. Mahi, Amit Chidlase, Dabarach, and Asalai Ganil Gilein. What is the halacha? Where do we see this case that something else could be an antidote? She'ein loy Rekev, she'ein Rekev shloy metame. That the when it says may she'ein loy Rekev, it doesn't mean it doesn't rot. It means that the rotage won't be metame. Aram v'arish yishayish, he's undressed in a casket of marble, or he got a ritva shalav on him. The hashta ain taruvas barak vivusai. There is no mixture in his rotage. Nikvar b'ksusai, if he's buried in his clothing, the ikir rakvuvis, that there is rotage. I have to aram, even if he's undressed, barish shal eitz, in a casket made out of wood, the ikir rakvuvis, that there's rotage. Yeah. Oh, yeah, got me ritzba shalavan levenim, a row of bricks, shafarim nimcha, that disintegrate. The bricks don't remain. She'en le rekav, but ne dover achar mu'uravai, because it has something mixed in. Lafuke harig deloy. Now, why is harig different? Tishiyatza damai, he's missing blood. The chasar, and we have a halacha, the rotage has to be from a complete mace. Let me explain. The rotage has to be created by a complete mace. If the mace is missing a piece, there's no rotage. Halakha l'maishim sinai. Now, once you have a complete mace, a spoonful of that is matama bayo. But it has to be a rotage of a complete mace. Any mace that's missing is an antidote. If you remember back from Nazir, even talked about whether hair is considered an agligliai, skin. The Gemara had a guy that drank something that knocked out all his hair, and he was put in hot water, and they took off all his skin to find a mace. The Gemara had all these shilas, whether these things are considered antidotes. Does it have to be pure flesh? Can it be anything else mixed in? What is anything else? There was a whole sugya mesechtas nazar on that. Fine. That's the Gemara
Vayter. Let me finish for a second, just to review. I'm missing the whole thing. What did we think, and what are we saying now?
Okay. Rabba walked into the Beis Medrash, and he found people discussing Reb Shimon. And they were saying the reason Reb Shimon says that this baby is not Matame, you have the whole baby disintegrated here, why is it not Matame? So they answered, well, they weren't talking about that. The Gemara said, that's similar to another Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon said, you have a spoonful of rotage and a little offer falls into it, it's tahar. And the question is why? You have a spoonful of rotage.
It has nothing to do with moving.
What?
It has nothing to do with moving it?
Nothing. That's rotage. Rotage doesn't disintegrate. It's there. This is not a liquid. This is solid rotage. And it's not, when you call granules, it's rotage. It's not a liquid. This is not shoya. We're away from the case of shoya. We wanted to compare it, because we see by this rotage that Reb Shimon says, little dirt makes it tar. Why? So in the Beis Medrash they said, you know why it makes it tar? Because the dirt zeroes in on a little bit of the rotage, is mavatuit. So now you don't have a shear. So the comparison was, the other stuff that comes out of the woman takes away some of the shear of that liquid of the baby. The Lecha Srucha, the Netzel. That's what we wanted to say. Based on the way they understood Tar Bedrekev, that the reason it's Tar is because the Afar is Mavato a little bit and takes away the Shear. So they said, you can compare, this is the Gemara wanted to say, that makes Reb Shimon make sense over here. Here's a disintegrated baby, but there are parts of that disintegrated baby that became Bato and other things. And therefore, you don't have a Shear. Again, so Rabbi came, he's asking me to go through the Gemara. So Rabbi came and said, that's not shot. Because if you went that way, out of Rabbi, there's more Rekim that's about to offer and has more shear. Not less shear, but if anything, it's more shear. So the Gemara said, you're right. The case of Shoya and the case of Rekim are two things will not meet. Rekev is a special halacha. That we learn by Rekev, in the original formation of Rekev, there cannot be a mixture of any other rottage. It has to be pure mace rottage. That's in its original. How about once it's a ready rottage, you take a spoonful, a ladleful, and mix something else in? Does it ruin, is the halacha l'maish mitzin, I say it's tar? Rav Shimon says yes. And therefore, this is only halacha by rottage. It would not affect the baby's liquid that disintegrated. That's why Rashi said, the Gemara later will ask, so now we're still stuck what's shot in Rav Shimon and Aretik.
Is it halacha by shilya only or by... I mean, it says Nehrag, a person who died.
No, wait a second. This is not, again, we moved away from Shoya. We moved to Rekev. Rekev is not Shoya.
I understand. The person who was Nehrag, he's missing blood.
So therefore, he's not, there's a local of Maisha Machina says, there's no Tumas Rekev.
But there's Tuma.
When it disintegrates, what's coming? There's no bones, there's no flesh.
You're talking about when the body completely
disintegrates. Yes,
that's
what rottage is.
I thought the bones stayed
for. Again, you're asking me Matthias, I told you already a million times. Matthias, you can write them a letter. I'm reading the Gemara. Rottage means there's nothing here left but rottage. If there's bones, it's metame.
Right.
But there's no bones.
Because we're talking about a
shilya. No, again.
The shilya. We're talking about
finished shilya. We're talking about an adult mate, 6.66.
Well, so the bone eventually also.
Exactly. This is the sugya nazi we had, that the total mace rotted. Should have asked me the question then, how do bones rot? I don't know.
I think I did.
Maybe you did. I have no idea. I can't replay it yet.
It is simple. Bones are removed to an ossuary. You have this person by the marble sarcophagus. He rots. They take the bones out.
No, it can't be that way. Then it's not a complete mace.
Exactly my point. At that point, you have Rekev. You have
no. The Rekev has to happen from a complete mace. If you remove the bones, it's not a complete mace. That's not the answer. Now, again, I don't have the answer. I'm not going to say I have the answer. But it has to be a complete mace with nothing missing.
Well, sir, we had two granules, two fatals. Why two? Is it a random number or is it real essential?
Random. All we're trying to say, the other shot was that two can be mevatel one. That's all we're trying to say. You can have one place that there's one granule of Rekev and two granules of dirt next to it, and it's mevatel.
It's a
rogue. That's what the Gemara slugged that up and said, Roy would go the other way. There's more Rekev than Grant. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Gufa, we're repeating this Breitza. We haven't taken care of Shoya now. We're stuck with Shoya. But the Gemara, you know, got off into Tarvet Rekev, so we'll be dealing with Rekev a little bit.
Gemara didn't ask the questions Rashi mentioned.
Rashi said that the Gemara will ask it later on. Right. Now, so far, the Gemara hasn't gotten there and won't get there for another 15, 20 lines. Gufa. Mali Tarvet Rekev Shanafel Lutecha Offer Koshul Tamei. You have a ladle full of Rekev, a little bit of dirt. Tanakama says Tamei. Shem and Matayer. Okay? We just explained that Machlaikas. Does the halacha l'maaseh mishinai affect rottage at a later state? Mole tarvet rekev shenispazer v'bayis. You have a ladleful of rekev scattered across a room. Habayis tamei. There's an oil over a target of rekev. Right? You have a ladleful of rekev scattered in a room or under a tent, under a roof. It's matama bayo. Everything in that bayo is tamei. Reb Shimon matar. Now, it's seemingly these matar for the same reason. Because it's mixed with other things. When you scatter it across a room, it's not pure rekev. And the Tanakhama says, I don't care. Once it was pure rekev when it created, I don't care what happens afterwards. So it's seemingly two cases of the same machlokes. Can you have a tarvet rekev that mixes with other things, is it metame or not? So the Gemara wants to know, so why do we need two cases? It's the same machloek. Case. But he called me Rabbanan, Mishum the Machnef. The Rabbanan say over there that it's metame because the mice it's together. Yes, it has offer in it, but it's together. Avon Nispazir, Eimu Moidu Leilu Reb Shimon, the Eim Mile Bechazer a Mile. But if this ladleful is scattered, there is no point that the roof is over a whole ladleful. You have part of the roof over a half a ladleful, part of the roof, if it's scattered across the room, every part of the roof is over a different part of the ladleful. And maybe for Io, you need to have the ladleful together under one roof, under one section of the roof. But in the case of scattered, there is no one section of the roof that is over, the whole roof is over a ladleful, but no section of the roof is over a ladleful. So maybe the Rabbana would say it's not metame. The A mile, the Chayzer, mile. We don't combine the different sections of the roof. Abu Baha, I'm sorry. Viashminan, right. Viashminan Baha, if it would only say the second case, I would say Bahama Rav Shimon de Mao Bechazer Mao. That's where Rav Shimon said it because he doesn't consider it an oil. Abu Bahama might have moved the Rabbanan, but if it's together, he would be Maskim, Shricha. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is the argument is in both cases, whether it's together or even if it's scattered. Because one could make an argument that scattered has a different problem. Not because of a mixture, but because there's no section of a roof. Now, I know that any other tumasayo, it's metame the whole room. The answer is because one section of the ayo is over the sheer tumma. So then it spreads on the whole ayo. But here, the tumma sheer is a ladleful. And there's no one section that's over that ladleful. You would think that maybe that makes a difference. Kamash Malan, then it doesn't. Rabbana would say it's tumma, and say it's tumma.
Rabbi, I'm sorry. What, can I just ask a question? What are we talking about sections of roof? What were the roofs made of, and how are we randomly dividing it into sections here?
It doesn't mean sections. I use the word sections. It means to say, let me see if I can explain this. Usually, let's say, Exaias and Mamez is Matama Bayo. So you have Exaias laying in the room, and the whole room becomes tame. But there is whatever amount of inches of roof directly over the sheer exayas. Let's say you
we're talking about an imaginary perpendicular. Yeah, we're talking about an imaginary perpendicular line from up to the.
Exactly.
Okay.
What would happen if you have two halves of exayasim, 10 feet apart, in the same room? Now, if you look at it one unit, it's over the roof is over exaias benames. But if you look at it in your imaginary perpendicular lines, I like that, there is no one part of the roof that's over a sheer tumma. No solid piece. The answer is it doesn't make a difference. But that would be a chiddush. Maybe it does. That's why we have this case to say it doesn't make a difference. Which anybody, Rabbanan also don't make a difference. They say it's tamei anyway. Rav Shimon says it's tar because it's a mixture. He doesn't care. And Rabbanan say it's tamei anyway because they don't care in the different sections of the roof.
The scattered one is the oil amazement. Rav
Shimon is tar also. That's because it's a mixture, not because it's scattered. Even if we're together, he holds it's tar because it has a mixture.
What is it if I have
the sheer? I don't know. It's a Mishnah in I don't remember. They talk about the Mishnah in all of us. I think so. I think, again, I'd be speculating, and I have a shita. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Shinispazim b'techa b'ayis ha'ayis tamim b'shem ayo. De'ei ma'o b'chayzer ha'ma'o. Gag she'keneged zeh, the roof directly above this one, ma'o achat yishir, it's only over a half of a shir. She'keneged zeh, ma'o achat yishir. U'shnei all the same. It's two sections. Name it Sarfin. Period. Doctor, do you have a question? I thought I saw your hand up.
All I was going to say is
it's a hominator,
which is
discarded. Right. Correct. Tanya Yidach. We'll enter another brisa. Mole time of the oid upper base on chloris. You have more than a ladle full, extra, more than a ladle full of dirt of a cemetery. Tame. It's tame. Now, this is dirt of a cemetery. Reb Shimon Matar, Reg de Gemara, my Tamaya de Rabbanon. What is the reason of the Rabbanon? Bishi Epshel Lamali Tarvid Void of her Beis HaKlaris, Shame by Mali Tarvid Rekav. Now, in those days, there were a lot of mason buried undressed on a sheet of marble, on a marge. Therefore, there definitely was a lot of Rekav in a Beis HaKlaris. And when you took dirt of a Beis HaKlaris, you inevitably took Rekav. And therefore, it's not applying today. And therefore, in those days, whenever you took a large amount of upper, more than a ladleful, you could safely assume that in this mixture is a ladleful of rottage. And according to the Rabbanon, once it was rottage, the fact that it gets mixed later on doesn't bother us. Right. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's a mixture. I don't care when the mixture happened. We're just bringing that to prove the same thing, that Rabbanon hold, that once it's there, it's there. Rashi, Moli Tarvid Vait, Yaisimi Moli Tarvid Ofer Beis HaKlaris. Lishnachrina, Rekav Mamish. Now this second lesson says that the Rabbanon don't agree to the whole concept of mixture of Rekav. Rashi is introducing now a pshat that says the Rabbanon don't only disagree at the end, that these Rabbanon hold even at the beginning of the creation of the Rekav, a mixture doesn't take away the tumah. Till now we understood that everybody agrees to the concept that a Rekav that's created with a mixture is not a Rekav. The Machlokes was, how about after it became Rekav, it got mixed? Rashi now is introducing a whole new thing. Lishna Achrina, Rekav Mamish Omeis. It was Rekav of a Meis. Agon Shenikra B'Ksusai. He was buried in his Ksus. Ibekarka B'Loi Aron Shoshayish. Or in the ground without a casket made out of marble. V'yeshka Moli Tarvid Doi Sa'avar. Now, till now we assumed everybody agrees that's Tahar. Period. So now, according to the second shot of Rashi, there's a much more basic machlokes. The Rabbanon hold they don't agree to the concept that a mixture makes Tahar. First shot of Rashi says they're not arguing on that. They're only arguing on after it became a Rekav, not while it's becoming a Rekav. Whereas the second shot is saying, Rabbanon hold Rekav plus is still Rekav.
So this is the
Machlokes Tup Shatim and Rashi and how to learn our Gemara.
But they're arguing on the Lachlan Moshe Messina.
The Tup Shatim and Rashi are arguing, yeah, they're going to be arguing on the Lachlan Moshe Messina anyway.
Right.
Now, I'm just going to learn one more line so everybody should be happy. Frak the Gemara, Hashta the Am Betaimah, Reb Shimon B'Shem Saifa Gitzchalasai, Gabishuya Maitaimah. That helps by Tarvid Rekav. It has nothing to do with the shuya and the leches rucha and the liquid that's smelly of a mace that's metamed. Is that not halach lemaish v'sinai of Rekav? Abudgana. That's what they always do in a story, right? They leave you with the question. To be continued. Hashta the am betaimer of shimim shim saifat klasai. Now that you say it because it's a mixture of Rekav, that's only true by Rekav. But when you go back to the Shuya, that wasn't rottage. That was the liquid of things, the decomposed liquid. So, Gabi Shuya, my time. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishim Bitu Bereiv Nagaba. There it's Bitu Bereiv, not a little mixture. There is more other stuff than the Leiches Rucha. There is more blood of Leda and other things, and therefore it's batu bereiv. It's batu in the majority of the liquid that's coming out. Okay, we will discuss this tomorrow to be continued.